the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Wanna pop shit? I pop clips, bitch. I put my dick on your lips. Alabama split hammer slay quick that David Banner, damn array shit. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips. Wanna pop shit? I pop clips.
Hey, it's half past and over o'clock. We're the Hot Shot Whiz Kids with Michael and Junior Mark Davila. I almost forgot our names.
Our name is Pop and your name is Clips.
Oh, like Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
What happened to those guys? They still doing their thing or no?
Yeah, but cereal's still around.
I don't know. I don't see cereal commercials anymore because I don't watch kids' shows.
You don't watch Saturday morning cartoons?
I don't. I don't even know as far as I know, Saturday morning does not exist. It just goes from like 4 in the morning Friday night.
To like 2 in the afternoon?
Well, I mean, if I get up early, yeah.
Yeah.
To 6 p.m. Saturday. The rest of that space, I don't know where it went. I don't know what happens.
I don't know if they have Saturday morning cartoons anymore. Anyway,
after these messages, we'll be right back. Boom. Speaking of kids, here's another group of kids.
I'm pregnant.
These kids are from, I don't know where the fuck they're from. Somewhere.
Doesn't matter.
Some Spanish-speaking country.
Oh, really?
And Daniela, Paulina, Alexandra, and Banda. Oh, that's the band. The warning. They cover Enter Sandman. They're 13 years old.
Some build up.
Why is the girl playing battery? I don't know what that means. The guitarist is 13 years old. The battery is 11 years old. And the low is 9. I guess battery is drums. So yeah, it's little kids.
Assault and battery. They're hitting shit. Yeah, come on.
It's also Metallica's song.
Yeah. All right.
A lot of kids love covering this song.
Good song.
What do you be pissing for Metallica? Like, that song must be super easy to play.
Kids can do
kids
it.
Kids everywhere are playing it.
Good battery. Yeah, I like that.
I don't like their stage outfits. They're like wearing sandals. Like, you shouldn't be playing metal in sandals.
They're little kids. You want to be dressed all hot? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's black.
Fucking little girls.
Wear black like metal people do.
Like black thongs? You're out of line, man. You're out of fucking line.
They have a nice practice space.
You know what? They're good. They're playing their shit. Sounds good to me. How long is this fucking intro, though?
Here comes the payoff. Oh, they have pyro. There's flames shooting out of their asses now.
They got some setup. Holy shit. I mean, one time I put a Roman candle on my ass, too.
I like how she has a little bit of an accent because it's not her native language.
Yeah. Do you think she knows what she's even saying?
Nope.
Another show on the girl drummer? Like going at it.
Better drummer than me, probably.
Man, baby.
How do you know you're a better drummer than me? I've never played drums, so you wouldn't even know.
That's true.
How does Tom Brady know I'm not a better quarterback than him? I've never played quarterback in the NFL.
So there's a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? I could be some kind of phenom who can only throw 20 yards or something. All right, no bombs, okay, guys? Just like 5-yard outs. That's all I can do.
And no hitting, okay? Two-hand touch now.
Very fragile.
Are we done with them? I mean, they sound good. Can we listen to the whole fucking song?
I want to hear the solo.
Maybe you can skip ahead. There we go.
Need a little work on our soloing.
Yeah, it's a little weak, but still, you know, passable. Some of the audio on that's not that good. We gotta raise those vocals up some. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Hush a little baby, don't say a word. Here's Rihanna and Kanye West and Paul McCartney, who I think they just like put a mask over and like drag him into some room, like, all right, play. Because why would he want to be part of this shit?
Because he likes being in the fucking limelight. That's why.
You know, there's probably someone who's like, why? Who's this old guy in with Rihanna and Kanye West?
Absolutely.
Bullshit.
I don't even know music and I know who he is. I think I've had
enough. I might get a little drunk. I'm from Barbados. I say
what's all of my. That's pretty screechy. I might do a little time. You're gonna go to jail? Cause all
of my kindness. I feel like Paul McCartney's hurting his reputation with this shitty song. Taken for weakness. And he looks like a little old lady now.
Yeah, he looks kind of like
Grandma, is that you? No, oh, that's Paul McCartney. The Beatle. I'm just trying to make it back home by my. I appreciate that Rihanna just wants us to see her tits and ass and all this stuff. Like, constantly. Like, she can't go out in public without something showing.
Well, good. I mean, you
that's
know.
That's what I said. I appreciate it.
Yeah. This song sucks. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Then I'm not impressed. Is she doing a little old lady voice?
It's like your little old lady voice.
All right, I'm singing a song now.
With Paul McCartney.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
Everyone always talks about how Kanye West is some sort of genius, but I've yet to see any
genius. Prove it. I don't know.
No, he's a he's a really good producer and writer. And
if you fucking say so, I don't know. Well, I mean, if you go by some people's concept of it, he's got lots of money, so he's better than us, smarter than us, right? The more money you have, the more right you are.
I true. Guess
they're all fucking geniuses.
It is true. Like, someone like, oh, you're this and that. Like, check out my bank account, asshole. Y'all shut someone right up.
I know.
Look, they cannot argue with that.
I can't say, well, I'm smarter than you. Oh, yeah? I'm fucking knock you over your fucking head with a stack of hundreds. How about that?
And I know a lot of people are like, well, you sold out to do it. I don't give a fuck. I sold out and now I'm rich.
Sold
you're poor.
Out. Like, what is selling out? Making money?
I'm glad you're keeping your integrity while living in the fucking poverty line.
I know. If you want to call selling out being successful, okay.
Is it really a difference? Probably not.
No.
I don't want to be successful. I want to live. I want to be in the poverty line.
Below the poverty line. Thank you.
I want to be right in it. Right on the line.
I toe the line. The poverty line, but I toe the line. Can we be done with this shit? It's horrible.
It's the number five song in the country right now, Mark.
Man. I'm glad I don't listen to music.
Speaking of hit songs, you all know Kimmy Ann, our friend.
Why do you always call her Kimmy Ann? No one calls her that except you.
She does, because I don't want to say her last name.
Just say Kimberly Ann. I don't like that Kimmy business.
Well, we're close. Anyways, I usually play her talking first, but today I'm going to play her music first because it was a better transition. She has a new original song called Mirror, Mirror on My Wall, and a little bit of background music for it. Well, back record. A little background on it.
You're going to play music before you play her music?
Shut up. This is what Kimberly had to say. I started going to this program, and it's for teens. Even though I'm not a teen, it still helped.
I'm 22 years old.
We talked about bullying and depression, and you should never let anyone get to you. Bullying. Oh. They are just jealous.
I got a 7-10 split.
The lady that runs the program, her name is Kathy Opperman, and she actually wrote this song. I just sang it. She needs a beat, so I found an instrumental beat. So she stole someone else's song.
And I'm sick of when people fucking say that someone's just jealous of you. I'm sorry, most of the time, they're not fucking jealous of you. People like to fuck with people who are different. It's people who are a little off.
You know that guy just kicked your ass? He's super jealous. He wishes someone kicked his ass who was jealous of him. But it's not how... And the guy, he wishes someone who was jealous of him.
Yeah.
Who jealous of him wishes...
No one's fucking jealous of you.
The never-ending loop, you know.
Maybe I feel bad about myself and you look weak. I'm going to beat you.
Mm-hmm. There it is. Mirror, mirror. I mean, it's not as good as Rihanna and Kanye.
Or it's on par. I don't know. We'll see.
You know you can't just steal instrumentals from the internet and sing over them and pretend it's your song?
Says who? She just did it. She just did it.
I know. Mirror, mirror. And she couldn't find a better picture of a mirror for the video image?
Her graphics are a little shitty. I'm so sad looking back at me. Who is the stranger I don't want to be? Mirror, mirror on my wall.
Help me to understand it all.
And you know what? Unless you're getting your ass kicked, that's the bullying that should be stopped. Just fucking words? Yeah, words hurt, but it's you. It's you reacting to it. Don't let it fucking get to you. I've never been bullied. People used to bully the shit out of me.
You don't think someone could tear you down now and make you really, like... I'm always not leave the house for a while.
No, like, fuck off. Fuck you. As I struggle to try to it's how you take it. Some people, you tell them, hey, you're fucking ugly. You have no talent. It's like, fuck you. Don't care. Don't care what you think. Or they're fucking destroyed. I was bullied. Now I'm going to go home and cut my arms.
What if 1 million people lined up and all told you that you're ugly and stupid?
I'd be impressed that I got so much attention, really.
True.
Like, holy shit, what the fuck? They were lined up around the fucking block.
No wonder why she gave credit to the other lady, Kathy Opperman, because this song is shit.
Oh, I thought he said Kathy Ireland. No. I thought she had a famous friend.
By the way,
kind of famous.
There's no fucking chorus that song. I just heard you yammering on. Yeah. Anyways, a new episode of Five Things That Piss Me Off. This week, well, she tells
five
you.
Five Things That Piss Me Off.
Five Things That Piss Me Off.
Alright. Don't read it. She's gonna fucking say it.
When I try to be friends with my one ex-boyfriend, but he always has to be a jerk for no reason.
your exes!
I have a boyfriend now. Which, he treats me really good. And this ex-boyfriend...
Can we meet this guy? He must be the fucking biggest loser.
I mean, in some angles, she's actually attractive. That's so
it matters. You put up with her fucking personality. Come on.
But the thing is, he might not be treating her really good. Her perceptions are so off that you really don't know what's going on
in
her life.
And I always want to be like his friend. And he just has to be really mean.
Wait a minute.
For no reason. Like, he despises me.
I'm confused.
Like, in the past,
that thing says it's an ex-boyfriend, but then she said, I have this boyfriend. And he treats me really well. Right?
I think she said she has a boyfriend now.
But then she didn't make any transition to
this other
guy. I
don't know why the point that she has a boyfriend now is irrelevant to this.
But
this.
The way she's saying it makes it sound like it's the same fucking guy.
Fake texting apps and pretend it to be... I'm not! Another thing that pisses me off.
That's her dad.
Get interrupted.
Hey.
What did he say? I want to hear that again.
Another thing that pisses me off.
You didn't go back.
He just... has to be really mean, like, for no reason. Like, he despises me. Because, like, in the past, I would make fake texting apps and pretend it to be... I'm not!
What do you ask?
Yeah,
another thing that pisses me off.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Get interrupted.
I used to use fake texting.
She's confused as to why he despises her, yet she was using fake texting apps and fucking with him.
You know exactly what she did with him. She pretended she was another girl.
Probably.
And he played along with it.
But I don't know why he despises me.
Yeah, I'll fuck you. This girl, my girlfriend, she's ugly. I don't even like her anymore. Wow, you know what? This is really Kimberly. I got you.
I'm mad at you. Why do you hate me?
But anyway, I make, like, fake texting apps. Well, I used to.
You made the apps? It's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Because when I went to FaceTime
very tech-savvy.
He was just like, no, I can't handle that. And it's like, really? So then that's why I made the fake person. And he believed my fake person, and he wanted to FaceTime her. But every time I try to be nice, he's gotta hate me for, like, no reason.
That's not no reason. Pretending you're somebody else to trick a person.
No reason.
There's a pretty good reason
all.
To be
no
like.
No fucking reason.
Maybe not
guy.
To hate him, but to be at least be like, yeah, don't talk to me anymore. And don't fucking fake, try to. If I say I don't want to talk to you on Skype or whatever the fuck she said, just don't.
Well, she wants to prove that. I don't even know what the fuck.
You're not too busy to Skype because you're Skyping with my fake girl.
Gotcha. It really pisses me off. I know he still watches my YouTube, and all I'm trying to do is be your friend.
And I don't
want to
fucking be your friend. Get over it.
Thanks.
Remember
I'm
when we broke up? I don't fucking like you anymore.
But I can't fix it. I'm not perfect. We only live once. So you should apologize to me.
What does that even mean? I'm not perfect. We only live once.
So he should apologize to her for what?
You only live once.
Because I don't want to be your friend?
You only live once, Mark, so you should have sex with your enemies.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be your friend. You should I'm apologizing.
I mean, you should accept.
Why don't you apologize for your fucking dog?
Dog? Those are dogs. Whatever. There's the next one.
There's still more?
There's five, and five things piss me off.
My ex-friend and her other friends were going to take me to some hotel and have my virginity taken all because of my depression. That really pissed me off.
What?
My ex-friend...
Wait. She's a virgin? And her friend, two girls, were going to take her to a hotel room to have some dude fuck her?
Well, I don't know if she's still a virgin, but at the time, her then friend, now it's her ex-friend, and her other friends, I don't know if it's her friends or... So her ex-friend and her ex-friend's
two
friends,
girls were going to take her to a hotel room where they arranged...
Four guys. Her ex-friend's friends were guys.
Okay.
Were going to take me to some hotel, get me drunk, have my virginity taken, which I think is called rape, by the way.
No. I mean...
Taken! If the virginity's taken from you.
She's not good with words.
I gave my virginity. you took it from... Give me that!
Well... She must be some fucking party where she was going along with this. You know what? You look pretty bummed out. I tell you what,
Kim. Ex-friend was part of the plan. Does that mean that she's going to fuck, they're going to do some scissoring?
Yeah. It's like, listen. You look pretty bummed out. How about we go to a hotel room?
We all fuck you.
And we'll all take turns fucking you. I mean, that'll cheer you up, right? Have a few drinks, you know. We'll go get some fucking out of the way. I mean, you are a virgin. And you know what? You're sick of that, right? Huh?
Dated this guy, and they're not together anymore, but he was the one that told me that, you know, my ex-friend, which was his ex-girlfriend, he told me her and her friends, like her guy friends, we all went to the bar.
Quite a storyteller.
And a couple days later, her
ex-girlfriend
told me that they were going to take me to some hotel, get me drunk, and then
Motel 6, we'll leave the light on for you.
All because of my depression. And
were they planning on raping her? What is this?
And I knew this was true because she never came back to be my friend.
I don't even... Man, she's fucking insane.
It's whatever. But I just think that was pretty low that they were going to do that.
I can't wait until number four is the best.
When I send a picture to my boyfriend of myself and it doesn't work.
Wait, what?
When she sends a picture to her boyfriend and it doesn't work.
I phone so much with a burning passion. When, like...
All right.
I take a picture and send it, it only says not delivered.
The so nude pictures?
I turn my phone off and it passes.
Maybe it goes to me by mistake. Because I've been getting a lot of those.
Nude pictures?
No. Wouldn't that be awesome?
What pictures are you getting?
None. But wouldn't that be awesome if you're getting wrong number?
When this girl at Applebee's kept staring at me, this was actually tonight, like an hour ago, I went with my mom, and she just kept staring at me, like she would just stop staring at me, and then like 2 minutes later, she
fucking
would stare at me again. It was just like on and off.
So she glanced at you?
I have very bad social problems, and I always...
Maybe?
If you want to be a celebrity,
at her.
Get used to it if you want to be a big celebrity, Kim.
She kept staring at me, and then she
the
was
thing
smiling.
Oh, wow, if someone was being friendly to you?
I'm a famous person. Like, I'll ever get famous. I don't think I ever will.
All right.
I don't know, 75 people watched that video, Mark.
Let's be done with her.
Speaking of famous people, there's a new Adam Sandler movie coming out. It's called Pixels, which some people are saying is stealing a storyline from an episode of Futurama. But basically, some aliens who are like video game aliens come to the Earth.
That is an episode of Futurama.
Yeah.
The fuck? 3, 2, 1. That episode with the Space Invaders and shit?
That's the same movie.
Oh. Yeah. Aliens are coming. Come on.
Is this gonna be one of those? We should really review these. There's probably no words in this.
I know. There's no words in it. It's just fucking images.
I thought they would show Adam Sandler going, my red-headed sweatshirt. That's an uncanny.
I know.
Adam Sandler impression.
You really should have played this first.
Some alien life force has sent real-life video games to attack us.
Was that Paul Blart talking?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? You can't have a fucking... Oh, fuck this shit. There's a giant Pac-Man going through the streets.
Pac-Man's a bad guy?
Incoming!
Adam Sandler, you... I'm gonna fucking punch you in your face, man. When did you become such a piece of shit?
Oh, that seems okay.
You have no fucking talent anymore. Did your little kid come up with this idea? Hey, Dad, what if video games are real? Because I saw this episode of Futurama.
Ghosts.
You want ghosts?
These are your ghosts.
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my fucking
Come on, Peter Dinklage is in it.
We're the only ones who can do this!
Because we're the only ones who ever played a fucking game of Pac-Man.
We are all gonna die. I'm just... sorry.
Again? No one can tell him that he puts
May
out shit.
May I introduce to you Professor Iwatani, the creator of Pac-Man.
Pac-Man is not bad. You'll see.
Professor Iwatani, what are you doing?
You know this does not look good. Does this look fucking funny to you? You know this has got to be some kind of comedy, right?
Look how big you've grown.
That's so sweet. He's so sweet. And it's going to kill him, right?
You're a good boy.
Somebody annihilate this stupid thing!
That's supposed to be funny. That's a joke. You're supposed to be laughing right now.
Why are you so angry?
Because no one can fucking tell him he puts out shit.
How do you know it's not a good movie?
Because it's not. I fucking know. He never puts out good movies anymore. And if anyone says anything bad, he just points, oh, really? Look how much fucking money my movies have grossed. How bad are they?
Exactly.
We just said that a while ago. Because money is everything. Money is the only thing. He's fucking hilarious. Look at all that money. Doesn't fucking matter. Money.
Tomorrow is my 58th birthday.
Right, Steve Harvey.
God willing, I wake up. So
usually you introduce clips. You don't start playing them.
Show filled with surprises. Of course, I have no...
This is the yearly Let's Make Steve Harvey Cry Somehow. I think last year or the year before, some people who, like, when he was, like, couch surfing when he was younger, they let him live with them, and they let me live with them.
Yeah, he cried then. He broke down. Now he's going to cry again. Let's listen. Yeah.
Idea of what's happening.
Fucking hate Steve Harvey.
My first guest,
his mustache looks fucking ridiculous.
Is the master of ceremonies for the hour. I'm as curious as you to find out who it is. So whoever you are, please reveal yourself.
What hell's that?
They're pretty psyched. I don't know. Some lady. The audience seems to know who it is. Is that his wife?
I hope so. He's making out with her.
Well, we have a lot more surprises for you.
Yeah, it's his wife.
Her name's Marjorie.
Are you there?
Hi,
or is it Marjorie?
Here. I'm Dominique Ricks.
Marjorie.
News Channel 5 in Cleveland.
You don't even know what change station you work at.
I'm
from News.
We are here on the block where you grew up for a very special ceremony, and I'd like to kick it off.
We're gonna knock down your piece of shit house.
Cleveland, Mayor Frank Jackson.
The fuck? The mayor of Cleveland has nothing better to do but be in a syndicated Steve Harvey show?
You know. Public officials don't do shit. Everything's in the loop. He's already shaking his head, getting ready to cry.
It's Steve Harvey, I'm about to cry shake.
Because they fucking showed his house. I'm doing great.
I have for you today a proclamation.
That's the weirdest fucking mayor. It's a white guy, but
I don't think he's white.
That's a white dude.
He's not white.
Yeah, he is. He's a white guy, but he sounds like an old black.
I don't think he is.
The first paragraph on behalf.
He actually sounds like that that giant rooster from the cartoons. Like, yeah. I say.
January 17, 2015 is Steve Harvey Day in recognition of your 58th birthday.
What was the name of that Birdman Harvey? On the Cartoon Network.
Harvey Birdman?
Yeah, Harvey Birdman. It should be a Harvey Birdman Day. I'd go to that.
In the ceremonial
Do you realize the question you asked me, where you answered it in your question?
I guess so.
Who's that Harvey Birdman? What was his name? Harvey Birdman? Oh. And he's crying because it's Steve Harvey Day.
As you can see, Mr. Harvey, we have a lot of people.
Did you know today is Mike Klein Jr. Day? I fucking hate
Steve happy
Harvey.
Birthday.
He was a comic.
I know you're half crying, but we're here because
you're crying, you're big pussy. We know.
And if mom and dad was here,
was she here? His sister's an old fucking lady.
That's his sister. I wasn't
saying.
I thought it was
Do
grandma.
You know I'm his daddy? And mama would be just shaking.
There he is, crying again.
So we love you, Steve. And you
Steve Harvey's ugly as shit.
Happy birthday.
Man is an ugly dude.
Thank you, Mona. That was so
But my opinions are
What
valid.
Channel are you from this time, lady?
These are fucking negative.
More people want to talk to you. We have Councilman Kevin Conwell.
Oh, here's the guy who kept those kids and his those girls in his house.
He's dead.
Hello, Steve Harvey.
I was your neighbor.
I'd make those girls watch you every morning.
I don't know if the dude had an accent or not.
Yeah, I think he did.
Is he calling in from hell?
For the entire Glenville community.
Oh, maybe that's the dude they made that song with. Remember that guy?
Yeah, they're all from Cleveland.
I have my wife here, County Councilwoman Yvonne Conwell. And we're going to introduce the mighty, mighty, mighty
Bostones
cheerleaders for you, Steve.
Oh, I said, is he a fan?
The mighty Bostones showed up.
Yeah.
Now he's all psyched because he sees young girls.
I never had to knock on wood.
Man, Steve Harvey, I'm fucking.
You're not a fan.
I can't wait till he dies.
Why?
So he doesn't exist anymore. That's why.
Dang.
People I don't like, I don't want them to exist. That brings me pleasure, other people's pain.
Next up, we have a little bit of sex advice for you from
A
girl named Heaven. Now, you're probably with a lady right now while you're listening, because I know a lot of people use this as date music, mood music.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're probably wondering,
chicks are sopping wet after they hear me.
I'd like to stick my fingers in my girl, but I'm not exactly sure how. Well, guess what? This girl named Heaven will tell you.
I get confused, and I'm not sure where my fingers are, and I start fisting them.
Well, I just start fingering her armpit. Not very pleasurable.
Hey, guys. It is Heaven here with Ask My Girlfriend.
I knew this girl, and she had, like, cysts.
Why is she in one channel?
So fun subject, and that is how to
anyway,
finger
she had cysts in her armpit, and they had to, like, open up her armpit to take them out, and they just left the hole.
Is referring to
it's a fucking hole there. When you picked up her arm, it's a giant hole. You can stick your fingers in there.
However,
gross
it
shit.
Can also just mean manual clitoris play, which involves.
She's got some huge nails on. I wouldn't recommend having those on if you're going to finger somebody.
Yeah.
Fingers as well.
Did you say she wrote a manual for clitoris play? Because I'd like to read it.
Inside the vagina option today, but feel free to watch one of my other videos to see if you can get some tips on how to play with the little clit on the outside. Hey, clit, how you doing? So, what do you do? What's
going
to turn a woman on? First, you got to kind of know where her little spots are.
She's got a real, like, one of those, what do you call it, bubble asses? See how high it is? Like, it's almost as high as her head.
Yeah.
She's laying, like, on her belly.
She's laying on her stomach. I say stomach, that belly.
It's not a belly? I think it is. Mark, you don't choose what words
I do.
You can choose what words you use.
I'm the thought police
and
the voice police.
She also used to have cable, but as you can see, there's no cable in it. She's just an empty room. She's just about to move, or she just moved in.
Or she's poor. She doesn't
That transitional
own
period when you first move in, like, it just looks like an empty house still. All your boxes are stacked up.
You know what I'm talking about. Those spots, the ones that make her go, woo, buddies. Yeah.
Whatever.
That's what we gotta look for.
I got one fucking spot. That's my dick.
Talking about girls, idiots.
I know.
Did you? I called you an idiot. Did you ever have a girl say woo, buddies, as you
no.
made love to her?
I was thinking about the one girl that said, this feels fucking awesome, dude.
Into the vagina. I don't know how that is in reference to your fingers. I have very small fingers, so it's pretty much all of this. But it's on the front wall.
G-spot.
And it's about 3 inches in, as I said. And basically, if you try to stick something in and tap on the back of the clitoris,
knocking on the door.
Tap on the back of the clitoris. But if you think that way, then it kind of gets you in that general zone. There's no specific feeling.
I'm totally in the zone right
the
now. When I finger a chick, I'm like, I'm there. You know, I'm in the
about
moment.
How you stick your finger in there and it feels like a G. Like, it kind of dips in. That's bullshit.
Well, I would say that it's a G-spot, which is named after a dude, wouldn't be named, would just feel like a G.
It's like, it's called.
Maybe some coincidence.
It's like, stands for like, what is it, like Graffenberg or something
like
that?
Yeah, whoever.
Any comments that I get on here,
came up with it.
I'm already telling you, no, it's just not, nah.
I think it was Elliot Gould.
So, anyway, that's kind of the spot you're aiming for in this whole
thing. Oh, no, it was Whoopi Goldberg.
And there's also
the Goldberg
clitoral
spot.
Stimulation.
Yeah, pretty sure it is.
On the outside.
All right. Or Steve Gutenberg.
Have fun.
You did it, Ted Danson. You hit my G-spot.
Inside here.
The Goldberg spot.
The easiest thing to do is take One finger.
The easiest way to finger is to take your fingers and put it in the vagina.
Whoa. Slow down. Let me look at my paper.
Fingers your partner likes. But you take them.
I use all five.
Fingers your partner likes? Fuck you. It's my hand. I decide.
You use 1 to 10 fingers.
Facing her ass. And you stick them in because that way they can curve inward. That's where the G-spot is. Then once you get in there, in around that zone,
are we
done
with her?
Boring. You know, I never thought an attractive chick talking about fingering would be so boring.
You know, the thing is, most of the time it is.
She did it, man. She fucking did it.
When these chicks talk about sex, it's usually pretty boring and annoying.
Mm-hmm.
It's never sexy.
Now we have some exciting movie pitches for you. First up,
some dude.
D-Man L.
Hi, Dr. Pamelia here. Age 21, living in Carson, California, and this is my movie pitch. The president has been kidnapped. Who will save him? The army? The Air Force?
Some dude making noises?
The Navy?
We surrender!
Who do we call in desperate times? The Girl Scout Commandos!
Alright.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of people take this contest seriously, dude.
I know.
We can't be having you...
fucking prankster. Some asshole over here. Making a mockery of this.
Here's a...
prestigious contest.
A handsome dude named Jeremy Norris. What's playing?
He's a fucking idiot.
I didn't press anything.
Some intro for this guy. He must be pretty...
unfaithful.
Pretty classy.
Sorry, Diane Lang. And Richard Gere just started playing out of nowhere. I don't know where it came from. Where did that come from?
I don't know. You did something.
Anyway, here's Jeremy Norris, unless we want to watch Unfaithful. You know, she gets nude. It's a pretty good movie.
Never seen it.
I think you did, actually.
For my idea, we're going to need a man. But not just any man. We're going to need a foreign man. Traveling to America with hopes and dreams of making a better life after his family died. Not knowing what to be when he got to America, he tried many different things. Dancing, singing, and tried stripping... Well,
what kind of fucking comedy is this?
The point is, he couldn't
find
his
niche. Your family fucking died?
No,
I go to a foreign country.
He's playing with what small change he has left that he earned that day. A lady walks up to him and says, "Can you do that again?" Surprised, he looks at her and says, "What?" She replies back to him, "That coin trick." Really, she was just using this as a conversational piece to, you know, break the ice.
Her inspiration gave him the strength he needed to pursue magic as a career. He also did a little magic of his own when he left a little letter under her pillow asking her if she'd like to go out sometime. She said yes, and
whatever.
The letter is cute.
Hold on. This is fucking nonsense.
But it's still a little creepy how it got there.
Yeah, I would say so. Were you in my room?
This cute guy broke into my house last night and put a letter under my pillow. He's so awesome. Did you know only last month his whole family died? I'm pretty sure he murdered them. Now he's bringing it into my home.
Avid listeners of the podcast and pop clips in general would know that we like to play Crumpets Unite's movie pitches. You might remember Stranger Danger, where Tommy Ranger was on Stranger Road and he got murdered.
There was some kind of danger?
Yeah, yeah. He got murdered. Well, he decided to come up with his own television show called Hitman Camp.
Don't call it a television show. You know it's a web series.
It's a web series, and this is episode one. And it's only been up for, going on 4 years, but it's so, don't, I mean.
So, and I mean, it's had over 40 views in that 4 year period.
Yeah,
so, I mean, doing pretty good. Hitman Camp. Pretty sure one of his clips that he movie pitches was something about this, too. A lot of work in this theme song.
Really though, if you have a 4 minute web episode, you probably should have maybe a 10 second intro at most.
Yeah, pretty long. Sounds like a kind of 80s style thing. Still going on, I see.
Let's shut off their graphic ability. Look at these graphics we got. Paid a lot of money for this program.
Pretty good, I guess. It's an action comedy, by the way. I'm already paying for this. He's the windsock.
Roll call. Mac.
Here.
Roman.
Here.
You really don't have to do roll call for two people.
Yeah. Welcome. Tin Man Camp. You too, Will.
I'm gonna say we can be done.
Of the camp.
Well, we gotta listen to it.
Today's lesson is skies.
You can't even understand.
Blend in with the crowd. You want with the environment. Otherwise, you will be spot.
All right, let's jump ahead a little bit.
Yeah, please.
Trust you. Now, simple skies. A paper bag will make anyone look like a dirty hobo. See? Works perfectly. Now,
I'm wondering why this didn't become a huge hit on the internet.
Do you think he was watching? Does he watch this and, you know, just crack up? Or I don't think it's good.
I don't know. He hasn't posted anything in years.
I'm now explaining the image of an idiot.
Oh! You calm down!
Don't you dare tell me to calm down, all right? That guy, that's my kill, and you are not taking that from me, all right? Your series, it didn't make any sense!
You just go there.
All right. Fucking enough.
All right, let's do one more movie pitch.
My fucking God.
What?
I'm going to be done with movie pitches.
Burn.
That was such shit.
That wasn't a movie pitch. That was a show.
Oh, my God.
Here's ZZQ.
Hi, my name's ZZQ, and this is my movie pitch. Jacob loves to blog and comment online.
I really thought I got her name wrong, but apparently I got it right.
Yeah.
About everything in his local scene. He just goes to work to cruise the forums. He goes out every night.
I'm pretty sure you played this before.
Goes
I'm
home
really,
blasts
I'm
about
really
it
sure
until 4 a.m. and has to pass out with sleep medication. Recently, he's really been dueling it out with this nemesis, been there before.
Is it one with all
the yeah.
Damn it. I can't recognize it. They all look the same.
I'll tell you how it ends.
How's it end?
I think it's really him doing it. Like, his nemesis is actually him.
Is that really?
Maybe. I don't know, but I know we fucking did it before.
All right, well, let's go to this song of the week. Here's Along Came Jones.
Dude playing his cheeks.
This is a hit song.
Down in my easy chair.
You know how, like, you open up your mouth a little bit and you tap your cheek?
Uh-huh.
I thought he was doing that.
Trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
if you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half.
And then he grabbed
I'll kick
her.
Your
and
ass.
He tied her up.
And then
he turned on the buzzsaw.
And then, and then.
And then a long day.
Imagine if you released a song now.
What the fuck? What year? What year was this a hit?
In the '50s.
People are fucking idiots in the '50s. Not yet. Here I come. I would have cleaned up. I'll do the deep voice and the voice. Buzzsaw.
I'm Jones too, motherfuckers.
It's the same premise over and over again in this song too.
Does it keep throwing a buzzsaw on there?
Give it a D to your ranch,
he put her on the railroad tracks.
And then he tied her up. Wrong again, fucker.
And then
a long game job.
Is Jones a hero?
Of course.
I got you.
He's slow talking, Jones.
Slow talking, Jones.
How is he saving anyone? He's slow walking.
Oh, here he comes.
Hurry
is he
up
the street?
There wasn't that long of a wick on this dynamite.
Dude's like 3 blocks away. He's crawling here. Dude, I'm going to kill this chick before he gets over here. Fuck him. Sorry, Jones.
I'm coming.
I feel like trying to be a hero in real life would just get you killed, like, right away.
Yeah, yeah. That's why it's only TV shit, man. That's for the movies.
TV must have sucked in the 50s. It's all the same show.
Yeah.
Every channel has Salty Sam on it.
If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
when do I come in?
On the railroad.
Now.
And wait, now? Wait, hold on, I'm coming.
And then
wait.
And then
hey, when? Oh, wait, okay, we go. I was waiting for a long time.
And now the number one hit on the Hot Shot Whiz Kids countdown. You know what? I think we should come up with our top five songs of the week. But they don't have to be like real songs. They should be nonsense. We don't have to do that.
I'm putting out my own single.
Yeah. Our number one song on the hit, what is it we call it?
Whatever you just said.
The Hot Shot Whiz Kids Billboard chart. No, I can't use Billboard. That's
Willboard charts.
The Willboard charts. Myrtle Beach by Sonny Ledford.
Or Dillboard.
Like Myrtle Beach by Sonny Ledford. We played this a few weeks ago on the Myrtle Beach episode of
Craigslist Corral.
But it's the best song ever.
I love this song.
That's a great way to end the show.
Didn't know we're ending it, but all right.
I think we're gonna go to we're gonna take a vacation to Myrtle Beach.
I'd like to. I want to crank this.
I'm gonna smoke.
Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, goddamn motherfucker, Myrtle Beach.
Love them.
Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Goddamn mother.
Hey, you fucked it up, idiot.
I'm gonna smoke me a joint when I get there. I'm gonna drink a cold beer when I get there. I'm gonna lay one out when I get there. And I ain't gonna sleep when I get there. Get a rebel flag raft.
I'm up for most of that shit except for the not sleeping part.
When I get there. It's vacation, Mark. You want to sleep on vacation.
I got some songs. I'm gonna miss the pavilion when I get there. Tony's gonna miss the pavilion when he gets there.
I don't know what that means.
After you leave?
Is that some kind of Myrtle Beach reference?
I don't know. Or maybe the pavilion sucks, so I'm gonna miss it. Like, I'm gonna avoid it.
You don't want to go to the pavilion, man. It's bad over there.
Anyway,
I always take it up a notch when it sunsets. Anyway,
that's my policy. If you want to go to Myrtle Beach, go to HotShotWizKids.com.
We're giving away a trip.
Yeah, no, we're not.
To the 600th person who emails us.
No, we're not. To the infinite person who emails.
No, no one will ever know if they're the 600th person. We'll say, nope, you weren't it.
That's true. That's true. That's our scam. Anyway, HotShotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Goddamn motherfucker, Myrtle Beach.
Goddamn, I love Myrtle Beach. I'm Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Goddamn motherfucker, Myrtle Beach. I'm Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. Goddamn, I love Myrtle Beach. It wouldn't be Myrtle Beach without rednecks. Black bike, we can solve good, what's next? Cherry Grove down to Murrow's Inlet. We're gonna take it up a notch when the sun sets.